You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
60 degrees, milder than yesterday at this time. All right. Maybe we've got a rainy spring day on the way in the fall. I don't know. First dose of rain for the Bloomsburg Fair. They've been lucky so far. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45, neighbor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's the day? Today happens to be National Good Neighbor Day.
Idly ho, neighborinos.
Hi, neighbor.
It is a blessing to have a good neighbor.
Well, a good neighbor is a good neighbor.
National Good Neighbor Day.
I'm a good neighbor.
Oh, he's a jolly good neighbor.
Just being a good neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Okay, my friends, it's showtime.
It certainly is. And I hope you heard that because I can't hear anything right now. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
WQKX.
Here we go. Ready or not? It's Morgan in the Morning with music right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy Tuesday morning. Coming off Monday Night Football. Sorry, Philadelphia fans. It looked good for about, well, actually, the game started and it didn't look good at all. The Dallas Cowboys driving down the field score. And then a couple minutes later, the Cowboys make a typical Cowboys stupid mistake in their own end zone by fumbling and the Eagles pick it up. So you think, you know what? Maybe this isn't going to be a bad game. Two bad teams playing each other. Then it turned into an all Cowboys game at home. I don't know what to say this morning. You guys are posting up like crazy on Facebook. Is it that the Cowboys are finally good after what, 25 years? Or is it that the Eagles are actually that bad? I don't know. This isn't sports talk, so don't blow up, you know, every possible means of communication. Although the Ford Fund line is open all the time with Morgan in the Morning. 1-800-326-94KX. But, yeah, I turned it off. It was out of control. I had nothing in it. You know what I mean? I live in Pennsylvania. My daughter's in South Philly. I'm kind of, I don't want to call myself an Eagles fan, but I kind of watch them. I watch the Steelers, too. Because they're Pennsylvania football teams. I mean, what is it with this area anyway that there's more Steeler fans than Philly fans when we're so close to Philly and Pittsburgh's a light year away? I don't know. I can't figure it out. And on top of that, Cowboy fans. I'm scrolling Facebook right now. I can't believe it. How many Cowboy fans live in Central PA? Is it because they think they're a cowboy? Because they're rednecks? I don't know. There's a lot of cowboy fans in this area. Scott, if you're listening, I know you've been there forever. Jen, you too. I don't know why. No, not Scott's wife, Jen, if you know Scott. But I just call people by their first names. And Jen is posting up today that she's a happy person because her Cowboys won. Okay. You know, whatever. I just don't... I don't get it. A lot of people happy, though, and keep posting up. We'll be reading them. It's National Beer Drinking Day. Maybe that has something to do with something from last night. I don't know.
Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
And I like beer.
Yeah, we drank beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
Sometimes too many beers.
Yeah.
Beer.
Thank you, Justice Kavanaugh. Thank you. That's from the archives, I guess.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
It's a late night soundbite. Jimmy Fallon says Pfizer has an interesting take on the pandemic. That's on the way and more. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The CEO of Pfizer said that he believes that life will return to normal within a year. That's right. By this time next year, Americans can go back to normal activities like storming Area 51 and eating Tide Pods.
94KX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Jimmy Fallon with the late night soundbite on Pfizer saying everything's going to be okay in another year. Hasn't this been long enough? We have so many problems in this country right now. Can we just move it along, please? Fallon was on his game last night, by the way. He read a list of fake show sponsors.
Kodak, you know your phone can do this, right? Red Bull, it may taste like you're drinking the inside of a battery, but it feels like that too. Cars for Kids, a business model you don't understand and a jingle that will haunt you forever. Also sponsored by Yamaha, your source for motorcycles and, for some reason, pianos? HP printers, we don't know what cyan is either, but you're out of it. Scotch, enjoy trying to figure out where the tape starts. Nope, not there. And finally, Swiffer, why clean up messes when you can just push them to a different part of the room?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we've got Mark doing the news, Rob's got the sports, and Steve has the AccuWeather forecast. Not that far away, your chance to qualify for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Our number four Penn State Nittany Lions take on Indiana in a stripeout this Saturday night, prime time at 7:30. Your chance to qualify to win the Ticket Blitz. Just a few minutes away. Stay with us. 60 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Oh, you know the Blue Band. Who doesn't love the Blue Band, right? It's a stripe out this Saturday night against Indiana, Big Ten opponent there. Penn State up to number four this week in the top 25. This game, my friends, is going to be exciting. And you can be part of it. It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet. And it's coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, the Ticket Blitz is back as long as Penn State's playing at home. We've got the Blitz for you from Register Chevrolet. How about this weekend's game? It was just a normal 1 o'clock Big Ten game until, like, Penn State jacked up to number four in the country. Now the stripe out is prime time at 7:30, and your chance to go is as soon as that lion roars. Oh, like now. Not bad.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, we'll take callers 9, 4, and 1. Wait, yeah, see what I did? 1, 4, and 9 is 94-1. See what I did there? Huh? Good luck.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't have the kids munching on those Oreo cookies just yet. They may be eating very valuable collectibles. Details coming up. Stay with us. The Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. I love talking to you guys on the Ford Fun Line every morning. We take callers 9, 4, and 1. Get it? 94-1. We got winners from Sealands Grove, Herndon, and we got Amy on the line from Cole Township. You a big Penn State fan, Amy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a stripe out, so if you win the tickets, you got to see where you're sitting, so you make sure you're wearing either your navy blue or your white, okay?
That sounds awesome, yeah.
All right, get ready.
94KX.
The qualifying is every day. The giveaway is Thursday morning. Penn State Ticket Blitz with 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Are your kids into Pokemon? Heck, maybe you are. I don't know. New collectible Pokemon Oreo cookies are out there, and they're giving fans something to get real excited about because they're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay. Can you believe it? $1,000 or more for a pack of Oreo cookies. Now, the rumor is, and this hasn't been confirmed, but some of the cookies are rare Pokemon characters, and others are just, you know, you can get 10 or 15 of them in a pack. So you got to look, I guess, at your Pokemon Oreo cookie before you eat it. It could be worth thousands of dollars.
And in financial news, rare Pokemon Oreos are selling for thousands of dollars on eBay.
These are good.
This one? Oh, sorry. Somebody should have put a note on it.
I mean,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're Oreos. I mean, come on now. What the heck?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather forecast. Viral comedy coming up. Birthday buddies and more.
AccuWeather Steve William.
Thank you, Steve. 61 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Viral comedy is on the way. What do you do when your dog won't let you eat your dinner?
Can I have my ribs? Hey, bud. I want my ribs.
No, you're not getting your baby back ribs, whether they're from BJ's or not. It looks like your dog wants your dinner more than you do. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Birthday buddies with Lynn Hall. A late night soundbite with Jimmy Kimmel. We got it packed this hour. It's Morgan in the Morning. My name's Tom Morgan, and yes, I get my peaches down at Wise's. That's right. I get my gas over at Sheetz's. I don't know why you guys laugh at that.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Kelly was found guilty on 8 counts. That could mean he will spend the rest of his life behind bars, which is tough. He already spent so much of it trapped in that closet, and now...
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Yeah, we got a list for you this morning.
We do, and might we say, who and Ray?
Well, first of all, who Ray? Frankie Jonas is who? He's the youngest of the Jonas Brothers.
The youngest one, okay.
He's 21 years old today, so drinks up there, Frankie. There you go.
Okay.
Hilary Duff. Now, what could you say about Hilary Duff? She tried to be a rock star. She had, like, one song.
One.
But we remember her more as Lizzie McGuire. My kids grew up with the show. It was the greatest show. They had to watch it all the time.
All the time, even reruns.
They had to watch it to the point where it drove me nuts. And now it's available. Speaking of reruns, it's still available on the Disney Channel.
Should you wish to watch it again, it's now available.
Should you?
Catch up.
I don't know why you should.
But anyway,
nonetheless, Hilary Duff is 34 years old.
Okay.
And Lizzie McGuire is still about 13. So there you have it.
Ageless.
Yeah. Bam Margera, a professional skateboarder turned jackass, is 42.
Yes, I know. I've heard of Bam.
And finally, if I say the word Bueller, Bueller, Mr. Rooney is celebrating a birthday today.
This is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and well, I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yo, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother first. Oh, my grace, it's Ferris Bueller.
It's Ferris Bueller playing a joke.
Let him fall right into it.
Ed, I'm sorry. Did you say you wanted to see a body?
Yeah, that's right. Just roll her old bones on over here and I'll pick up your daughter.
Oh, Mr. Rooney! It wasn't Bueller, you bad boy.
It's so funny, though.
Funny movie. His name is Jeffrey Jones, Dean Rooney, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's 75 years old today.
I'd like the voice to, if you'll just excuse him today.
Oh, yes, quite.
We've had a morning, if you could. Let's do the birthday buddies like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's do all that. No, let's not.
No, let's not.
It is time for birthday buddies.
It is.
Happy birthday to Annette Swank. She's 48 today.
Bobby Weaver, 42 today.
Dan Omer from Seelands Grove, he's 44.
David Freeland from Middleburg, 56 today.
Happy birthday, Eric Donnelly from Seelands Grove, 38.
Erica Schaefer is 40 today.
Jeffrey Avery from Northumberland is 60. Happy birthday.
Jessica Glenn from Sunbury, 33 today.
Jevin Beaver from Seelands Grove is 44.
Kelly Beaver, oh, no, they're related. She's from Shamokin Dam, 58 today.
Miranda Ulrich from Seelands Grove, I lost my place, 37 years old today.
Patricia Zurich, 59, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Rachel Gable, she's from Middleburg. Lordy, lordy, Rachel's 40.
Scott Wirt from Mifflinburg, 49 today.
Hey, happy birthday, Scott. Tara Wachis is 36 years old today.
And last but not least, Tracy Weigel from Coal Township is 51.
All right, they've been emailed and messaged in today as well. On Facebook Messenger, Morgan Huntsberger from Herndon is 24 today. Happy birthday, and thanks for using our Facebook page. And I got an email this morning.
Bright and early, too, you were telling me.
Yeah, from Amy. She says, please say happy birthday to my son, Milt Fussmeyer from Sunbury. He's 45.
Happy birthday.
So there you go. You could use the Facebook Messenger. You could use the email, the text club. You could even call on the Ford Fun Line every day. 1-800-326-94KX will get you there every day at this time.
It is birthday buddies.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. Steve has a super exciting rainy forecast for the Bloomsburg Fair.
Just today, though.
Just today.
Just today.
This could be a new record for the Bloomsburg Fair.
It could very well be.
They could go like the entire fair with only having one rainy day.
Yeah, that's unusual, but it would be a good thing.
Also next half hour within the next 15 minutes, the good news after the news. It's Morgan in the Morning, right?
It is.
Thank you.
Doing WNL.
61 degrees high atop Blue Hill, trying to keep the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds dry. Can we go an entire week without rain? That would be a record. Watch out for those thunder showers this afternoon. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. You just heard the news. Coming up, the good news. What would you do if you were exploring a cave 30 feet under the ground and you find a scared and lonely stray dog? It actually happened. He was rescued, and he's okay. Stay with us. The good news is next with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Also, some good news from Danville today. And congratulations to the Y Center at Bucknell, starting their performances. Man, it's been a long time. Good news is next. Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, we
the
love
good
it.
News.
Yeah, we love a good dog story, don't we? This is spooky, but it is good news. A group of hikers exploring a cave in Indiana, 30 feet underground, found a missing dog. Unbelievable. He was cold, he was scared, but they had to coax him to come over, and when they did, they rescued him. Turns out his name is Hawkeye, and he's been missing. The family dog missing for a while. That's good news. Hey, you know what's been missing from our life? The Y Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell. They're back with a show tonight. Our good friend, Kathleen McGaugh, who she likes to come in on the show once in a while, talk to our news team and talked about things to come.
I actively seek out artists year-round looking for new voices and new perspectives. We try to do a nice mix of standard classical repertoire as well as dance that will actually work on our stage, coupled with some family and holiday shows.
Well, then dancing starts tonight at Bucknell. Get your tickets at the door. Thank you, Catherine McGuett. Hope to talk to her again soon. And hey, it happens monthly, but don't miss it at the Trinity Church, Lutheran Church in Danville. They're having their drive-up food and cleaning supply giveaway. Now that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If your local group has any good news, just send it to us and we'll bring it to everyone else. Good news.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We got plenty, so stay with us. Music. Some of the music you hear on 94KX could actually scare away mosquitoes? Weird. It's coming up next. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX music scares away mosquitoes. Next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Just heard Bieber and Skrillex there. If you're not familiar with Skrillex, he's like this mad DJ who mixes up all different kinds of sounds and drum beats and that kind of stuff. I think it's totally cool. I do a lot of this messing around in my own studio. And someday maybe I'll be the next Calvin Harris or Skrillex or the Chainsmokers or something. I don't know. But anyway, there's a new scientific fact out that this electronic, weird kind of music, hear all those noises? There's a new study out that says the music of Skrillex is stopping mosquitoes from eating and mating. Enough of this music would stop anything from mating. Just saying.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. It's National Good Neighbor Day. Won't you be my neighbor? Are you a good neighbor? Do your neighbors trust you? We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us. We're down to 60 degrees because it's raining up here on Blue Hill. Could it be the first rainy day of the Bloomsburg Fair? Could it be the only rainy day of the Bloomsburg Fair 2021? That might set some kind of record. 60 degrees and rain. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, today is National Ask a Stupid Question Day. You guys got any stupidity in you? I mean, we don't do it intentionally, but sometimes in that staff meeting or around the dinner table, we ask a stupid question. Ford Fun Line's always open, or you can go to the 94KX Facebook page and get stupid.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom Morgan, and I get paid to be occasionally one of those stupid people. On the way to work with Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hooray, hooray, it's Halloween, it's Halloween, hooray.
Hooray? Despite a pandemic, a poll put together by Goodwill says that 3 in 4 Americans plan on celebrating Halloween this year. 73% say overall safety concerns due to COVID will have some impact on their plans. However, they will continue to celebrate. I'm kind of up in the air on this. I don't know. But then I think, well, this is that one time of year where people that aren't wearing masks will probably be wearing masks. Who's behind that false face? Nobody knows but me. Remember that old song? Anyway, so go ahead and celebrate if you wish. Just please do it safely, okay? And as far as handing out candy to kids in the neighborhood, I'm kind of torn on that, too. Good luck making your decision. Everybody's in a different neighborhood. I live up on a hill tucked away in the woods. Nobody knows where I am. So I go and I buy myself a big bowl of peanut butter cups. And then I sit in the house and eat them. Because nobody shows up.
Hooray, hooray, it's Halloween. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Hooray for me. That's for sure.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Another late night soundbite. This time it's Seth talking about Tiger King 2. And still to come, Tom's top list of the day. Things that used to be cool, but now they suck. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
No,
Tom's
it's not.
Top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Here are the five things that used to be great, but now they suck. And this list is pretty funny. It comes to us, of course, from BuzzFeed. Number five, news in general. It seems to be all bad news now. Everything is sensationalized and opinionized. It looks like it's the end of the world every day. I totally agree. Our news here is still good. Plus, we have the good news. Number four, fast food. It's never been good for you, but now it seems even unhealthier than ever. A report just last week said that drive-thrus have gotten slower and less accurate. Now it really sucks. Number three, makeup. Used to be really simple. Now there's all these primers and creamers and contouring tools. That sucks. Number two, films. The writing sucks, the film sucks, and the money it costs sucks. And number one, concerts. They just don't get cheaper. They just keep getting more expensive. Evidently, you guys haven't heard of Spyglass. Anyway, there's Tom's top list.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Speaking of good news, we'll take a look around the community and find out what's going on good, including something that involves our very own Mark Stevens. Also, the keys to Cancun. What is this all about? Stay with us. 60 degrees and raining up here on Blue Hill, overlooking that whole Susquehanna Valley. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Wednesday's almost here. That's exciting. We'll tell you why. And Mark Stevens on the run. What's going on with that? Details next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, it's almost Wednesday. I know there's all these hump day jokes that people throw in. I don't even like the expression. Okay? I like Wednesdays because you could get half off. You know, we call it half price Susquehanna Valley. If you don't know about it, you should go to our website tomorrow, right here at about this time, 9 a.m. sharp, because the offers we throw out there on the intro web, the offers we put out there go like immediately. Last week's was sold out in like 90 seconds. You guys just jammed our website. It's pretty cool. Now, tomorrow you can get a $25 gift card to Nickel Plate Bar and Grill for just $12.50. See that? Half price. $25 worth of the Nickel Plate for $12.50. I'd buy a bunch of them. Great food. Great atmosphere. And Mattson. I mean, I go there just to talk to Mattson and the crew. They're great people. It's right there, part of Three Ponds Golf Course. Remember? The gift cards are limited, so you got to log on, WQKX.com, sharp at 9 a.m. I'll see you at the Nickel Plate. Hey, you know what? I just found out about this just moments ago. You can see Mark Stevens at the annual Dash and Splash 5K in Selins Grove. It's a pretty cool thing for the Selins Grove Area Community Pool. Write this down, October 16th, commit it to memory. Saturday morning, 7 a.m. check-in. Rain or shine, people love to run. And it all benefits the Selins Grove Area Community Pool. So watch for Mark Stevens running. Maybe we'll make him wear a 94KX t-shirt. That'll be cool. And get out there in the community and do some good, all right? It's all good. By the way, 94KX and Wise Markets till the end of the month, still doing the Fight Hunger campaign. Roundup at the register. Thank you.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come. We'll have an interesting note on people who wear glasses, which is suddenly me and my old age. We'll tell you what's coming up next, and we'll say thank you. Thank you. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey,
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Cue the Batman, okay?
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses on, would you?
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you? Here's the deal. I read this morning at like 5 a.m. with my glasses on, and I was like, what? I've been in radio for like 100 years. I've raised generations of you Central PA people. Listening to Tom Morgan. I appreciate every single one of you. But occasionally, someone will come up to me and say, hey, cool glasses. What's up with that? Designer fashion glasses, Tom? And I say, no, old man glasses. Okay? And it's the truth. I had 20/20 vision till I hit like 45, maybe 50. Yeah, let's say 50. Half century club, right? Then I start wearing those cheaters that you could buy in the dollar store for like $6. You know, whatever. Sometimes you get the 3-pack for 20. I don't know. Whatever. I wore them for a while, and then I realized I might be turning into a bifocal guy, and you can't buy bifocal cheaters, or can you? I don't even know. So I finally break down, and I go to my buddy who's an eye doctor. I've known him for decades. And he checks my eyes, and I say, okay, Bill, do I need glasses? He goes, dude, you needed glasses about a decade ago, as far as I could guess. I said, you treat all your patients like this? Clients or whatever? Come on. I love the guy. So I got myself a pair of glasses, and I start wearing them. And now I get bored with one pair, so, and they get expensive, and God knows your health care benefits. You're only allowed to have one pair of glasses every 75 years. Wait, what? Now, like, I could get one pair a year, but, you know, I dig deep into my own pocket, and I buy several pair. So maybe you see me at Spyglass, the one lady that goes, Ray-Ban, you're the man. I'm like, well, yeah, cool sunglasses. And they're transition lenses. I'm an old man. Now I have to wear them. And what is this all getting to, you wondering? I read this study this morning with my glasses on that says people who wear glasses are more likely to die. I'm like, wait a minute, what? A new study shows that people who suffer from, like, issues in vision have more of a risk of dying because they can't see than people who are 20/20. I'm like, wow. When I say I don't drive, like to drive at night, I mean it.
You need a guy with glasses on, would you?
I got my glasses on, and I'm out of here. Rob Center is coming up next. Enjoy your day. He's working for Chad, who's wearing his glasses in Disneyland with his family.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.